It's Friday, July 22nd, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On July 16th, 20 gunmen approached a truck in Papua, Indonesia, and opened fire on passengers inside, reports International Christian Concern. The leader of the attack, Igianis Kugoya, and his gang killed 10 passengers in total, including a Christian pastor named Eliezer Boehner, who was on his way to a church conference. Kugoya is a leader in the West Papuan Liberation Army and is responsible for several violent attacks in the region. Although Indonesia's easternmost province of Papua is mainly Christian, violent attacks have been prevalent since its annexation by Indonesia in the 1960s. Between 2017 and 2021, 58 violent incidents have led to 69 civilian deaths and 135 injuries. Indonesia is the 28th most difficult country to be a Christian, according to the Open Doors World Watch List. Despite the fact that Democrat President Joe Biden is fully vaccinated against COVID and has been twice boosted, the 79-year-old tested positive for COVID on Thursday. The White House said he is experiencing, quote, mild symptoms, end quote, and he's being treated with the antiviral Paxlovid. Dr. Ashish Jha, the White House COVID coordinator, said Biden is tired, has a runny nose, and a dry cough. Jha said Biden felt fine when he went to bed, but did not sleep well. In the week leading up to Biden's positive COVID test, he had lingered for extended conversations and posed for pictures and given hugs at the congressional picnic on the White House South Lawn. Plus, Biden shook hands and controversially exchanged fist pumps with leaders in Israel, the West Bank, and Saudi Arabia, reports National Public Radio. Lee Zeldin, the Republican candidate for New York governor, was attacked during a campaign stop near Rochester on Thursday night, but managed to finish his speech, reports the New York Post. Zeldin, one of only two Jewish Republican congressmen, was campaigning at the Veterans of Foreign Wars post in Perrenton when a man jumped on stage and lunged toward the lawmaker, according to witnesses and video of the incident. The suspect approached Zeldin wielding an unknown weapon, and Joe Chenoly tackled him. The heroic man said, quote, once the man was on stage, he reached into his right pocket and pulled out what appeared to be a knife or a razor blade, maybe a box cutter, and lunged at the congressman, end quote. Zeldin attempted to block the suspect, who witnesses said was disheveled and possibly intoxicated, and the man lunged at Zeldin once more. Chenoly said, quote, I tackled him from behind and wrapped him up and dropped him on the right side on stage, end quote. On Tuesday, following a stunning dereliction of GOP leadership, 47 Republicans in the House of Representatives joined all the Democrats in voting to pass H.R. 8404, a radical bill to make